Thank you for tuning in to the Life of KG podcast. We are all about helping you guys in the beauty industry. Whether you're starting out in this industry or been in the business for years, we want to motivate you, educate you, and support you to grow. Enjoy the show.
Hey everyone, welcome back to A Life of KG. I hope you're all well and enjoying the sun that we're having this week. So today I get to interview Cheryl Taylor. Now, Cheryl's been in the industry for a very, very long time. She's an educator, she has a salon, she has a product range, and she's someone I've looked up to for many years. I just adore her. And we're going to talk about her story and just how she got to where she is today. And yeah, just a bit of everything. So without further ado, here she is. Okay, so Cheryl, thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, thanks for inviting me. Although you thought I stood you up. Oh,
I know, it's like, oh my God, I think she has stood me up. That's the first time.
I'm just sitting here twiddling my thumbs, like, oh yeah, I've got ages, got half an hour, just sitting waiting. Never mind.
How funny. And then we couldn't get it working, but oh well. So those of that are listening or watching and don't know who you are, can you tell us who you are, introduce yourself and what you do?
So I'm Cheryl Taylor. I'm owner of O'Darlin in Liverpool, well, one of the owners. And I also have a brand now called Idol by Cheryl Taylor. And I have Cheryl Taylor training. Effectively, I have three businesses, so yeah, manic. Yeah,
like, so busy. Every time I say, I'm like, oh my God, she's doing something else.
Yes, keeps me busy. Definitely. Very busy.
So what do you go into teaching and like set up the salon and just all the businesses in general? What kind of is your background story?
So I've been in the beauty industry a long time. I got into beauty when I was in my 20s. So I think it was 1999 when I first kind of started training. And along the way, I just loved it. I just loved how I made people feel and all of that. And as you know, in the beauty industry, there's so many changes that take place, new courses, loads of exciting things happen. And, you know, we all attend extra training and learn new skills. So for me, I did a lot of, obviously I was in colleges doing a course, but I also went and did private courses as well, just to keep, you know, and learn new skills. And that kind of, that inspired me loads, all the kind of trainers that are teaching privately. So I knew that I wanted to do something similar to that because I was inspired by them. And I loved how much it changed my life, kind of working in the beauty industry. And I wanted to do the same. Eventually I did get my teaching degree. And I got a job in a college. So I was a lecturer in a college. And I did that full time for 7 years. As you know, like, colleges are quite outdated. Mm-hmm. So that I really struggled with that because I was still doing beauty outside of working full time teaching. So I was still doing mobile beauty and having clients come to my house. And I wasn't really practicing what I was preaching, if that makes sense. So eventually I kind of stepped out of teaching in a college and went private and started educating for some of the biggest brands in the industry. That's kind of where it all started for me. So from that, I just grew. And in the end, I just needed to kind of go alone and open up my own sort of training. And yeah, just kind of the rest history. I never really wanted to open a salon. That wasn't the main goal. But when we took over the premises that we took, it was absolutely huge. So we weren't quite sure what would happen. And we wanted, you know, a really glamorous looking salon. And if I'm honest, the actual business itself, the salon, runs itself because it houses lots of other businesses in there. So there's a lot of other self-employed businesses working alongside us within our business. So it works quite well, really. And I can just focus on the training side of things.
Yeah, because your salon is literal academy, everything. The venue is just insane, like absolutely insane. And I remember when you took on the building and I was following you, like doing it up, and it was your husband that done it, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, he worked really hard. You know, us wives, we crack the whip, don't we? At the time as well, we were waiting for our house. Like, we bought a plot of land and we were waiting for that to go through. And I was thinking, any minute now, that's all going to come to a kind of, we're going to need to focus on the house and this is just going to be put to one side. But I shouldn't really say luckily, but unfortunately I'm going to, like, luckily it didn't quite go through quite so quick. So it allowed him to focus on the salon and create something like amazing. My business partner Kate, she is so like out there and extra, so she had to go, you know, above and beyond. And it did, it looked amazing, and he did everything that he needed to do to create that for us.
Yes,
so that was hard work. That was stressful, to be honest, because we did have a time frame for that. We were struggling where we were training our courses from and stuff, so we really, you know, were putting the pressure on, but we got there in the end.
So your courses, are they one day courses, or are they long courses, like how do they work?
Yeah, there's a mixture of courses. Some are one day, some can be 2 days, and there's some courses of 4 weeks. So it just depends on what qualification it is or course, you know, but there's a lot of day courses available. I did struggle in the early days with the day courses, because coming from being a college lecturer and teaching beauty for that whole academic year to your students and building up that rapport with the students, me teaching one day courses, I kind of did struggle with that kind of connection, you know, not seeing the student afterwards. And, you know, so I focused all my training on the aftercare, making sure that, you know, I'd contact the student, make sure everything was going okay and all of that, because I was used to that rapport with students. So I think I've kind of sorted that now. I'm okay with it. Yeah.
Yeah, and I bet being like a college lecturer to now, it's just made you even more of a better trainer than...
Yeah, I think the standard, I'd say, more than anything to me is kind of, you know, where I lead, really. You know, I'm all for the standards. Like, even now, like, everyone's going on about all, like, masks, gloves, aprons and all of that. That's just basic, isn't it?
Yeah,
you know, when it comes to hygiene and stuff. But, yeah, I like to think, coming from a college background, my standard is high because of that. So it did help me kind of become the trainer that I am on, and also nurture the staff that work for me now. So I've passed all of that on to them, and they know my expectations, and I think it works really well. It's got a good reputation.
Do you still teach yourself, Cheryl?
So well you know because of you and your podcasts, you were actually the one who inspired me to kind of grow, if I'm honest. So I was listening to your podcast, I was reading all your stories, and you were the one who said, how can you grow your business when you're in your business? And it kind of was the biggest wake-up call for me. And since I listened to that, and it got, you know, you gave me that motivation, I took the chance to do it. It takes a lot, doesn't it, to kind of step back from your business a little bit and allow other people to kind of take over a little bit while you work behind the scenes, and it paid off. So I kind of don't really teach as much as I used to, a couple of days a week maybe of that, but I'm focusing on other areas of the business. I've got a manager now who works for me, so she takes a lot of responsibility on and helps a lot and delegates to the team. So I've got a real good team at the moment, so it's all going good, growing.
Oh, that's brilliant. And it does, you need the good team, don't you? Because without them...
You do, and that's how business works. It's just, a business is just not one person. It's a team of people that are the same as you, you know, motivated and delivering to your expectations, you know. So I couldn't ask for more, to be honest. I'm really happy with that.
Definitely.
So thanks for the motivation with that, and kind of giving me that kind of drive to think, yes, I can do this.
Oh, you're welcome. It's made my day. I mean, especially as, like, obviously we've talked for years and years now, but when, like, I look up to you massively, and I'm always like, oh my God, what's Cheryl doing? Like, and love watching everything. And it's all one person I look up to. So for you to say that you learn that from me, I'm like, oh my God, I love that.
No, that's so nice as well, for those words that you just said to me, that, like, empowers me. And, you know, that's amazing. I look up to you, likewise. It's amazing, this industry, though, so many people supporting each other. Love that.
No, it's really, really nice. And you have really seen that as well over the last 8 weeks of, obviously, COVID-19.
Yeah,
so nice.
Yeah, I know.
So obviously, like, it's tough launching a business. You've been in business for a long time now, and then it's obviously now become this success that it is. a lot of people obviously don't see the success from when it started. Like, have you seen a lot of struggles along the way? Has it been easy? What's kind of your view on it?
I wouldn't say it's easy. You know, when you think of business and like being an owner of a business, it's not just about me either. Like, my husband owns a business too. So we're both business minded. So I've got three businesses and he's got two businesses. So home life has been absolutely like crazy, as you can imagine. You know yourself, you know, I look up to you, I see what your struggles and everything. I'd say, you know, when I first started off, it was 24/7. It's nowhere near as bad now, but it was 24/7. I don't think I slept very often. I'd get up in the middle of the night and I'd be seeing to emails, trying to keep on top of like student case studies. There was all sorts. I think, you know, there are highs and lows. There are massive sacrifices that you make as well, which, you know, you can be full of guilt over those, because some of it can involve family life. I think as well, financially, you know, that can be a big burden as well. You can have a lot of stresses over things like that in the early days, and especially when you take on big premises and you've got a lot to do. And, you know, I think for me, it was more about stress and like my mental health. So, you know, keeping myself sane along the way. But it is hard. Nobody sees the struggles and the things that go on behind kind of to make a business a success. But I'm very driven, I'm really focused, and I'm really ambitious as well. So that kind of helps me, you know, because I always think of the bigger picture and I think, what I'm, you know, if it was easy, then everyone would do it, wouldn't they?
Yeah, and I guess as well, now with social media, like, people just see the end result. They don't see everything that happened in the beginning.
No, they don't.
And even when you are like really successful, you still have knockbacks all the time.
Definitely. You're always going to face it, but it's one of them, isn't it? With any kind of setback, it's just a learning curve, and that's how I see it. Setbacks, mistakes, everything is a learning curve in business. You kind of just not making it up as you go along, but you've just got to make these decisions and just try it, because there's nothing worse than kind of thinking, what if, is there? And I can't live like that, so I just take chances.
Yeah.
I'm very impulsive. I just do things and then think about it later.
I'm exactly the same. And so far, it's done me okay, but one day I'm going to be like, oh, why did I do that?
Yeah, but it's amazing. It's an amazing journey. You know, I've met some amazing people. I've done some amazing things as well. And I am proud. I'm proud of everything, I think. And if you can be proud of your achievements, it makes things a lot easier as well.
Yeah, definitely. With obviously the success that you guys have and social media, I know that you've dealt with like trolls on social media and stuff like that. And I know your business partner has as well, from what you see online, which obviously is down to pure jealousy. We know that looking at it. But do you ever find that hard? Do you ever take it personally? Like, what advice would you give to people that are being trolled at the moment when it comes to business or schoolgirls or whatever that is?
Well, wow, trolls. This is a really difficult one. And, you know, this is something that you could talk endless about. You know, it's not nice at all. I think for me, being 40 plus, so 41.
You look bloody amazing.
Oh, thank you. It's all these lotions and potions in this industry. Basically, I just think, for me, I've got life experience. So I've gone through all the, you know, being a child, being a schoolgirl, kind of into my teens, and then a very young mum. So I've always been surrounded by negativity or jealousy. I'd definitely say that. I think being kind of so far in my life, and I've got so much experience, I've learned kind of my own self-worth. So I know what I'm about. I know kind of what's important, and negativity and jealousy will just drag you down if you kind of get wrapped up in it. So my best advice for anybody dealing with anything like that would be, you know, you've got to ignore it straight away, and you've got to focus on what's going on in your life, because if you get drawn into it, it can end up affecting your mental health in more ways than one, and I've watched it happen, and it isn't nice, especially when it's someone you know, or some, you know, you see someone going through it all. It's heartbreaking, but it is down to jealousy, and everyone's always going to have an opinion, and that's fine. I think the bullying side of it, when people are so abusive and kind of trying to deliberately upset somebody, or drag them down and tear them apart in businesses and things like that, I think it's really hard to deal with. But again, you know what you're setting out to do, so kind of just keep focused on your business. I think my advice to my business partner and to my children is just take a break from social media. Sometimes just stepping back, taking a bit of a break, working on your own mental health, and telling yourself, that you have got self-worth, who loves you, what's important. For me, the only opinions that matter are the ones that love me, my friends, the ones that are close to me, the ones I respect and who respect me. They're the opinions that matter. I'm not interested in what they've got, what anyone's got to say. I'm too focused on, what I'm doing in my own life. So it's best. It's like what your mum used to say, but that is me. Yeah. I'm old now. I'm like that person. But yeah, I think just forget them, move on, and block, ignore all of that, and just work on what.
Did it take you a while to get to that point though, where you're so strong about it now? Like, was there times where you took it really personally, or have you always been that strong?
No, I think I've always been this strong, because I take myself back to times when I've had hard times. Kind of, I wouldn't necessarily say I was trolled. I definitely wasn't trolled. I wouldn't say I was bullied. I would say there was a lot of negativity around me, kind of people kind of, I would just say something like judge, when people are judging you. So from that, I gained strength from being judged, basically. I was a young mom, and it was kind of like, I kind of felt like people thought I was going nowhere or doing anything, wasn't going to do anything with my own life, because I was a young mom. And I think from that, I got the strength. So I don't let people affect me in that way, because I know what I've achieved, and I know what you can achieve. So I think it just spurs you on more. It just makes you kind of, it challenges you. I just think it just keeps you focused. But I think you've got to, I listen to a lot of podcasts at the moment as well, which I think helps, because obviously whilst it's lockdown, it's very difficult, because I'm so used to being really, really busy. Yeah. And it can be easy to be drawn into negativity, because we experienced that a few weeks ago. But what I have learned, and I'll share that here right now, is that these people that are trying to hurt and upset people and ruin businesses and all of that, they're very unhappy people. And I can definitely kind of prove that, because I received a letter last week in the post from a troll who's been trolling me and Kate. And it was a letter of apology. And I'm literally was shocked about it, but at the same time, I've taken a positive out of it, because, they've apologised, and they've also expressed, how unhappy they are in the letter. So I know that these people, they're the ones that need help. So it's best to ignore it, because if you fuel them, you're just making them worse.
Wow, that's absolutely crazy that they wrote a letter.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was you not worried about your address?
No, I'm not worried about that. Not at all, no.
Oh, God. That's crazy. But like I always say as well, like I think it took me a long time to get to the point to not care. I took it personally for years and years.
But that's when it can, your mental health, it's not fair. People shouldn't, they shouldn't kind of take advantage of that. And like you say, if you're not strong like myself, then I know, I can see what it does to people. But you've got to take one day at a time, and try hard to focus on what you've got going on and what you're capable of. And you know that in your own heart that whatever they're saying is lies and not true, and why should you read like negative stuff about yourself?
Yeah, exactly. And I always say now, if someone's talking about you, then let them crack on, because it's none of our business what they say about us. But it's sad that people are like that, but I just wondered how you guys dealt with it, so that's really interesting.
Okay.
Obviously you're a mummy. How many children do you have?
So I've got three. I've got two stepchildren, but they're a lot older now. But I've got three that live at home with me.
So three children,
yeah,
a husband, and yeah, three businesses. How the hell do you fit everything in and have work-life balance? What do you do for yourself? Like, how do you work it all?
Well, for me, my days, like, let's take myself out of lockdown because things are completely different now, as you can imagine. Yeah. But my days start at 5 a.m. I get up at 5 o'clock and I do, like, any things that I need to do at 5 o'clock. So it would be, I'd get up, get ready, do a few emails, and then I'll go to the gym. That's my time then. And that's the only time I can kind of not feel guilty about missing out on time at home with the family or doing anything in the house. So I have that time from 5 a.m. until 7. So whatever I choose to do in that time before everybody wakes up is up to me. But most of the time I'm in the gym at 6 a.m., smash it hard, and I feel amazing, ready to start my day. I would say for me, I have a routine. It's all about routine. It's the same thing every day, apart from the weekend, things change a little bit. But I think it's really, really important to have a routine. If you have a routine, you're able to fit things in properly, quality time and all of that. So I wouldn't say I struggle with quality time. I get plenty of quality time now, and that's because from took your a leaf out of your book, Kate. And I've obviously got the help of my team now, so I do have a little bit more time at home, which is nice, and I can be home most tea times and bedtimes, whereas 2 years ago I didn't get to do the bedtime routine. I wasn't home at tea time. It was long days and night, you know, long kind of like late nights and stuff. But things are a little bit different now. So, but I think it's all about routine, definitely, and making time. I've made a lot of sacrifices in the past. So, and then when we built the house, everything was just mental. And I brought out my products and everything. And it was just, we were so busy. I was just exhausted. And after the house build, it kind of like, it changed things. And then next thing I know it, we're in lockdown. So I feel like a new woman.
Yeah, I can't believe how much we've had like time to rest and be with family. And I'm like, oh my God, I don't think anyone can go back. I believe it's all routine as well, definitely. Like,
yeah,
routine is so strict. Like,
oh yeah,
you don't stick to it, I feel a mess. Like, even in lockdown, I've still had a routine.
Yes.
And I think
keeps you going.
Definitely. And I think that's always as well of having a business, once it works and it's up and running and it's working how you want it to run, you do have more of that freedom to be able to do bedtime routines and
what
you want to do alongside having a business, which is great.
Definitely.
So I wanted to touch on obviously your products that you've launched, which is very, very exciting. And then they launched in Salons Direct, isn't it?
No, it's not. I know.
Crazy.
I know. To be honest, like that, I'm still pinching myself, to be honest. Salons Direct, I get quite emotional when I think about the whole Salons Direct, because back in the day when I first kind of started beauty, I used to go to the wholesalers and just kind of dream of what I would buy, because the first thing I ever bought was a wax pot, because that's all I could afford. And every week with the money that I made back from waxing clients, I would buy something new. So then I started getting like manicure stuff, and then it went into facial stuff. You know what it's like? I just go in and just be like, oh, I'm going to get that next week. Oh, I'm going to get that. And they had a catalogue, and they still have it now. And I used to, it's like a child when you used to circle everything in the Argos catalogue. But I used to circle all of their, like the products that I was going to buy and the equipment and everything. And I don't know, just I've always been drawn to them. They're just so helpful. And because it's a family run business as well, it's really nice. And the customer service is amazing as well. So I've always bought from them for a long time. So then when they kind of approached me, as soon as I seen the message, I'm not going to say I collapsed, because I did collapse, but I started crying. I was just like, oh my God, what? My products? I just couldn't believe it. And they were just asking, you know, for me to go in and have a chat, and would I be interested in, you know, them stocking the products, which was just amazing. And it's just a huge, it was never a goal that was a dream. Like, that's just something that you never ever would believe or even focus on. And it wasn't something I was focused on. Yeah. So for them to be in there, and when I see them in the catalogue and I see them posting about it and going to store and they're there on the shelf, that for me, that's just the ultimate kind of business satisfaction. Kind of, it's amazing. I'm so grateful for the opportunity that
the products were new as well, weren't they?
They were
around for years or anything. Like,
yeah,
launched the product yourself.
They believed in me straight away, and I love them for that. And I'm so grateful. So yeah, it's a big proud moment for me. That, yeah, and my team as well have all made up.
So are they across all stores of Salon Direct?
It's in their store. They only have one store, and it's online as well, so they can buy them online too through Salons Direct.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
Congratulations.
It's mad, isn't it? Can't believe it.
And then from like that first email or message or whatever that they sent you to launching, how long was that process? Like, was it quite nerve-wracking? Was it like quite quick?
Yeah, like I got the first email in October. And then we launched it, I think, January, February. So it was, you know, obviously you've got to kind of, there's a lot behind the scenes because they need to know the ins and outs of everything. You've got to get sizes and all sorts of stuff like that to them. They've got questions and you have to have quite a few meetings and stuff. So, yeah, but they were really helpful as well because I've never done anything like that before. So it was kind of, I was a bit scared. But again, I've got a manager, so she was there every step of the way with me, all the meetings, supporting me. So yeah, I still can't believe it, to be honest. It's so funny because when they place orders, I go and deliver them myself. Fill my boots with them all and then just turn up and be like, hi, here's the delivery. It's just insane. It's just insane, but I'm so grateful.
Has that made you want to now distribute to more wholesalers?
No, it's not something I'm in a rush to do. I was bringing products out simply because I'm sick of having stock issues when I'm purchasing from like other brands and stuff. There's stock issues, you know, just the whole hassle of having product. I just thought I just need my own product. It was purely just to for my courses. That was it. I wasn't going to have a website. There was so many things I wasn't going to do. I was just literally going to be providing students with it, and it just kind of exploded. So, yeah.
That's so good. And I think that's a lot of brand creators. We open up our brands because we just want to do it for our students. And then it grows and grows and grows. And you're like, I did not see this happening.
No, I didn't. I literally didn't. I couldn't believe it.
I remember when I first launched KG Professional, and I literally just done it for my students as well. And then I've done a website, but I was like, I don't really want online orders. And I remember every time an online order come in, I was like, oh, for God's sake, like, because I got to post it and it was like effort and I didn't want to do that. And now I'm just like loving the orders coming in.
Yeah. That's like another team, isn't it? That packing and boxing things up. My hands get sore from it.
Yeah, it's a completely different ball game.
Yeah, I've been doing it from home whilst we've been on lockdown. So, yeah, it's a bit keeping me busy.
Definitely. What is it that keeps you motivated to, like, keep going and growing the business?
I would say I'm, like, the biggest role model to my children. So knowing that they're behind me watching everything, that keeps me going. The fact that I've got a husband who he's like a machine when it comes to his business as well. You know, he's so motivated. He keeps me motivated because he works so hard. So it makes me work hard as well. And just also having such a supportive team around me. They're all kind of empowering me, the business themselves. It's amazing. So it just pushes me to kind of keep going and just kind of grow. You know, with the business, it's crazy because I didn't like. I could have done this a long time ago. I could have brought products out a long time ago, but I just wasn't ready. So I just think that when you're ready, you just kind of know, you know, when the business is ready. So, but yeah, I just say seeing the student successes as well. So like hearing all the stories from students, and you get tagged in things and you forget about that student for a few months, and then you're like, wow, look at this story. We've got an email here. Let's have a read. You know, it's amazing to know that we've been a part of that. Me, the team, we've helped someone change their life in some way or gain happiness from learning a new skill. It's just incredible. And it's amazing kind of job satisfaction, knowing that you're helping others. So I think that kind of motivates me to push on, and like having the feedback from the students and just keep growing because they want more. Like, when are you going to do this? When are you going to do that? When are you bringing this out? So they kind of like push you and spur you on, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Your girls, do you think, as in your daughters, do you think they'll go into what you're doing? Or I know
well,
Beth does, doesn't she?
Yeah, so she did it because she had to learn something new for the Duke of Edinburgh when she was in school. She was even, I think she was 13. She was just, yeah, she was 13, nearly 14. So she had to learn a new skill. And she just said, oh, just show me how to do eyelashes, you know, very casually. We're just in the kitchen with the doll's heads and everything. Mm-hmm. And the next night when I came home from work, there she was. She was in the office where I used to keep all, like, my beauty stuff. And she was doing a set of lashes on a friend. And they were both sitting in their school uniforms. And she was putting eyelashes on a friend. And it just went on from that. And she absolutely loves it. She has done a beauty qualification and she hates it. Hates beauty, doesn't want it. She hated doing the whole year in college, absolutely hated it. And she just wants to do lashes. She kind of likes brows a little bit. She just needs to work a little bit harder on that. Molly, my little one, she's 8. She's not showing any signs of being interested in beauty. She used to mimic me when she was younger, you know. She'd go around with a little bag with spatulas and wax strips and lash brushes and under eye pads and stuff. Put them on her dolls and all of that. But she doesn't really show any signs of it, but Bailey didn't, so anything could happen, you know. So it's amazing though to have my daughter in the industry, because I honestly never expected her to go into beauty at all. And then just seeing her having clients and kind of reading reviews and messages and just seeing her work, she amazes me, to be honest. And I'm so happy for her because she's doing something she loves. And I think there's so many jobs that I did back in the day that I absolutely hated. And, you know, it took me longer to get where I wanted to be, whereas she's there doing something she really enjoys at such a young age.
Yeah, so she has a role model by her side as well to be able to help her. Like,
yeah, it's been really nice.
It's so good. I will absolutely love it if Lola Rose goes into beauty, but knowing my luck, she'll mostly become a mechanic or something.
She's a right character, isn't she?
She's hilarious.
She is. I love her videos.
So what's next for you, Cheryl, and for the business?
So, well, before lockdown, so I think it was January. Yeah, well, when I've started, so kind of the beginning of last year was when I decided I was going to start bringing products out. So it's been over a year. It takes such a long time. It's such a long, lengthy process. That's the only thing. That's the frustrating part of it. You can't rush it. It takes ages. So this has been going on ages. So once the lamination products were ready, I was ready then to focus on the next thing. So kind of January this year, we just started. We know what we're doing. We've got new products coming. So yeah, just growing the products really, because that's the demand. The students want it, and I'm going to give them exactly what they want. Right. I'm excited about it. I love a challenge, you know.
Yeah, so, you have so many students for your doors that it just works hand in hand, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I didn't, you know, when I set out to bring products, I never wanted to. We're literally flooded, aren't we? The industry is full of product, but it's not necessarily any good, some of it. Yeah. So, you know, for my students, I know what I like and I know what's good. So I just wanted my own product to be able to give to them the stuff that I believe in. So that's kind of where I'm at with it. I don't intend to be in competition with any businesses or anything like that. That's not the plan. It just makes sure that I've got kits and product and stock for my students. But obviously now I am selling it. You know, I've got a website and everything. It just explodes, doesn't it?
Yeah,
I can't believe it. I don't know what I was expecting, to be honest. I remember my staff like, wow, what's wrong with you? What's the matter? They're like, oh, these people are buying my product. It's just crazy, but it's so exciting, and it makes me so happy as well when, you know, when you're getting tagged in people's posts and you see the work that's created with your products. That's just overwhelming, isn't it?
Yeah,
you've been dealing with that for years. I've only just started, so it's all new to me. It just makes me like, gives me butterflies. It's amazing.
Yeah, so good. It's so good. Where can people find you that aren't already connected to you?
So, I've got a website. It's www.idolbycherylltaylor.co.uk. They can find me on Instagram, idol.cherylltaylor. Something like that, anyway. I can't remember my Instagram name. But yeah, if you just type it in, it should come up, really. You can email as well, info@cherylltaylor.co.uk.
Perfect. And I just wanted to touch on something, actually, while we're giving out the Instagram handles, because obviously you've just done a house renovation and you have the most absolute perfect house ever. Like, I should be a partner, like, oh my God, look at her house. We need this. Like, it's so nice. Like, you must be so proud. Like,
yeah,
at the moment your stories are so entertaining on Instagram. Are you like the new Mrs. Hinch?
No. No, not at all. I think, do you know what, I love my homepage. I love my home account. It's so friendly and it's full of other homeowners and like business owners and just kind of like even young girls. Like, I'm making it up as I go along when I'm cleaning and all of that. I just do what like mum showed me to do. But they love it. They love my Hoover lines. They love my like mop slippers. They love my scrub gloves. They literally love it. I love it as well. You know, it is entertaining. I could do a lot more on there, but obviously it just...
It's so entertaining, and you think, I'm watching someone hoover their house, and like you just sit there watching all the stories.
Wow, honestly, yesterday, because we had the driveway tarmacked, that was just the best. Everyone loved it, honestly, they did, they loved it. But what I like about it is, obviously, like I'm not even going to be like sexist when I say this, but I haven't got a clue when it comes to like DIY and like what men do. You know, like all this work they do, or like workmen. I'm amazed by it, and I just want to get involved and like see how they do everything. I love it. So there's a lot of women on my account. They love it as well. And they ask me like loads of questions, and then I have to ask Mark, and he's just, in the end, he's like, "Will you shut up? Go away. I'm not answering any more questions." But I love watching the process and the transformations. It's just amazing. Like the whole house build when it was happening. I was just like, Mark was just, go away, because I'm just like, oh my God, there's like wires everywhere. Like, originally, like, you just go into a house and you don't have a clue, do you? Like, nobody knows, but in the walls, there's wires everywhere. I was amazed. I was amazed by how everything was kind of put together. I couldn't believe the stages of it. It was just the most incredible journey. And we're on such a downer now. We're like, oh, it's over with. So if he gets his tools out, I'm there. Like, come on, let's show everyone, because everyone wants to see how you put this together. Because they love it.
That's brilliant.
But no, it's like the house build itself, we'd kind of planned the house like a year before that. So we all planned it together. And we knew exactly what we wanted. So when we started building and we put it together and now we're living it, it's just the weirdest thing. And And Mark just walks around, and I just be like, Mark, you built this house? You built this house? And he just stands there smirking. But I'm so proud of everything he did, and his team as well. He's got an amazing team. But yeah, it was a journey. It was stressful. It was exciting. It was the best, and we can't wait to do it again. So watch this space.
Definitely. Next house coming. Oh, that's so good. Well, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to me.
Well, thanks for inviting me. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So thank you very much. Anyone that's listening or watching, or however you're seeing this interview, just make sure you follow Cheryl and all of her accounts. And yeah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
We would love to hear what you thought about this episode.
I love the show, guys. You're awesome.
Please leave a review and share on social media tagging at KG Salon so we can share.
I always follow them.
I always follow them.
Until next time, have an amazing, successful week.